Hello, everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. This is Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm joined by the fabulous
Jennifer Gluckow, and this is Sell or Die. And we are joined today with Brent
Thomas.
Yep. Brent Thomas, welcome.
Mr. Millennial, we like to call him around the house.
Oh, Jeffrey, sure. Jeffrey.
All right, sorry.
No.
Brent Thomas, Mr. Workout. Do you work out every day?
Not every day.
But
how many days
five,
off?
Five, six times a week.
Oh, but so that's not every day. You skip like Thursdays or something. Yeah. But I've seen your thing. You lift a lot of weights.
I do. I try to.
Yeah. And that gives you muscles, right?
Mm-hmm. Kay. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to embarrass you by showing you mine, but let's talk about what's happening out in the sales world at this moment. I got a disturbing email over the weekend, and somebody wanted to tell me about the state of retail in this country. And I sent the email was titled, let's see what the title of the email was. It was called The Future of Retail. And I thought, oh, I like retail. I like going shopping, but I also like shopping online. And I thought this was going to be one of those tell-all kind of things about what's going to be happening in the retail world, which is a sales world, literally. You go in and you see something and you touch it and you want to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you go in and touch it and you want to buy it and you go, I wonder if
I can prime it.
I wonder if Amazon's got this and I wonder what the price is.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be, it can be a book at Barnes & Noble, or it can be a washing machine at Home Depot.
I do it everywhere. I was in Sur La Table at the mall.
Sur La Table, is that like a French place?
Yes, and it's like Williams Sonoma, but a little bit cooler, in my opinion.
And a little bit more,
less expensive, actually, but about the same. And I was buying a new Vitamix, and the lady said, okay, you ready to buy it? I said, no, I have to do my research online. I need about 5 minutes.
And
I stood off to the side where I could get good, fast internet and made sure I was actually getting a good deal.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And I ended up buying it because I could get it for the exact same price online. But the cool thing was, if I purchased right now, I was spending the same amount of money and I could take it home and use it tonight. So
you couldn't wait an entire day.
No.
No, you've waited 30 something years. I don't want to give away your age, but you couldn't wait another 24 hours.
Right, for the new Vitamix, because I already have one.
No, I can understand that.
I have a similar story. I was in Macy's, and just looking around, I saw there's a group of guys trying on shoes. Like, yeah, I like these. I'm going to get them. They're like, wait, let me search online real quick. Found it cheaper online. Went to the person who was helping him, like, hey, look, it's cheaper online. She's like, all right, I guess I got to honor that price.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, whoa, like a...
Like Macy's online,
hold on a
Macy's.com had them cheaper than
the store. So their same store has it cheaper.
Exact same store.
Why couldn't they say, you're in luck. We get to honor that today. Let's see what else we can find online.
Yeah.
But no, she like reluctantly.
She was like, oh, well.
Oh, man, how much less commission is that for me?
I'm going to make an extra, I'm going to lose 38 cents on this deal.
Yeah. We studied a store, I forget what it was, a couple months ago that is now matching online. I mean, it's about time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so
match online.
Doug just pulled up the state of retail.
Let's
look
this
at this.
Is pretty cool. So they go from 2006 to 2018 and they measure what's happening in retail at this moment. And I want you to look at the two, to go back to the Sears one.
So we got Sears.
The Sears one is, they're down 98%.
Oh my God.
That's pretty bad. But the JCPenney is down 94%. Kohl's is down 54%. Macy's is down 62%. Okay. And then you go all the way to the bottom of the list. Walmart's the only company going up.
So Target's like, yeah, we're only down 20%.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
But look at Amazon.com. They're up 4,050%.
Man,
holy
moly,
is that a harbinger of spring or what?
Oh, yeah.
That's the retail spring coming up. And you have to look at this and say to yourself, don't you do this? Don't you go into a bookstore or a department store or an appliance store or a computer store and you're shopping it? And you're shopping it. Maybe you don't shop on Amazon. Maybe you go to eBay or, you know, wherever you go. But you're definitely shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I refer to it as Amazon Shop It.
I just refer to it as prime. I'm going to prime that.
Yeah. What? But here's the deal. This is not simply a circumstance. This is way more than that. Something's happening right now. The tide is turning. I apologize to Roger Waters for that, but the tide is turning in favor of the internet because it's so easy. There's less overhead. Therefore, there's less expense. And I'm writing about this. We've accepted the internet as a, and I don't want to say prime source, but as a source of
that's actually no pun intended. Funny.
Exactly.
Prime source. Sure.
It is a prime source,
I know,
literally.
I like it.
But we've accepted it as sales that I'm willing to take a risk of my money on because you don't see the product,
mm-hmm.
you don't see the company, you don't see the workers, you don't see anything. You just know it's going
to
arrive at your door.
You don't want to see them because you don't want to deal with them. We were talking to someone the other day. He was like, I wish I could just, I think it was Jeff Brokaw who was like, I just want to buy the car online. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to deal with the salesperson.
Right. Now
that's scary for salespeople.
Especially when it's an $80,000 car.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk to somebody.
I just want to click a button. Okay, so for those of you just joining us right now on Facebook Live, thank you for joining. We want to know who you are and where you are from. Hey, Ron, I'm glad you got the message, the link. Ashley, Doug, hey, guys, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we got some people on. Ashley Ann says, hey, guys, keep rocking it. How
where are
cold
you calling
is it
from?
There?
Where are you joining us from?
How cold is it there today, Ash? It's like probably freezing ass cold.
Ashley from Canada?
Yeah, Ashley from Canada.
Oh, cool.
So we want to know.
Is that a scientific measurement of temperature?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's
either
freezing ass cold or even more than freezing ass cold.
Well, actually, anything below zero is freezing ass cold. And so that you don't need to have another
whether
number.
You're measuring in Celsius or Fahrenheit.
Right. It's freezing.
So for those of you joining just for the first time, this is Sell or Die. It's our weekly podcast. We have episodes that air on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Whoa.
And this is our Motivation Monday episode where Brent, our sales guy, joins us and we motivate your week. So that's what this is all about. You need some motivation or a kick in the ass. Tell us what's going on in your sales world so that we can help.
Yeah, or ask us a question. Anything
exactly.
you want to know about sales, you can ask anything you want, either business or personal, because you can no longer ask the question, why have the Eagles never won a Super Bowl? You Dallas bastards.
You know, I thought we were going to get to one episode on Sell or Die where the Eagles didn't come up.
No.
But
it
not
will
yet.
Happen again next
not
year.
Yet. Yeah. Not yet.
And if we get to the Super Bowl again next year, you can count on this literally in perpetuity.
Oh man. So Ashley says it's -10°C.
Lol,
not cool at all. Seriously? That's freezing ass cold.
Right.
Okay. So, and Kevin Johnston, hey, from Santa Barbara. Kevin, it's early there. Way to go.
Yeah, and it's probably 88 degrees.
And sunny.
Yeah, Santa Barbara, but only mildly polluted. Because, they go north of Los Angeles, so the pollution doesn't always go north.
It doesn't go north?
No.
No?
No, it's much better in Santa Barbara.
What's up, Doug?
Well, this is also a place to celebrate your sales. So if you made a sale last week, let us know about it here on the Facebook chat.
Yeah, we'll virtual high-five
you. Yeah, we're getting
motivated.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That is right. So talking about the state of retail, I read an article last week where L.L. Bean has a famous return policy. Do you guys know it?
Yeah, you can return anything and get all your money back.
Forever, right. And they have decided that it is time to change that policy.
Wait a minute, they're going to curtail life?
Yeah,
what?
It's no longer forever. It's no longer an unlimited guarantee or warranty or whatever they call it.
They got it down to a week?
It's like a year now, and you must show proof of purchase.
Whoa. Wait, so why did they do that?
Okay, so some people, apparently, were taking advantage of the return policy.
No.
So, like, buying something, like a couch at a yard sale and having it be wrecked and then bringing it back to L.L. Bean, no joke, shipping it back and being like, well, there's an unlimited policy.
Oh my gosh.
So because of those assholes, your unlimited policy is no longer valid. And the interesting thing is someone was so upset about this that they sued L.L. Bean.
All right. Now you're talking. Let's get the lawyers involved. Let's really have some motivational Monday. I would throw this at you. They have taken a politically correct approach, which is stupid. And we have to say, because of abuse, this is why this is.
Right.
You know, let them tell you directly. And, you know, we apologize, but I think it should be more than a year if you can show proof of purchase.
Well, I think what I've read in between the lines is they're going to be pretty lenient about it as long as you can show proof of purchase. But they have to put a policy out there in writing that defines it pretty clearly. So, you know, when you see these retailers falling apart and losing, what did Sears lose?
Yeah, like 70? L.L. Bean is not, I mean, you got to go to, they only have a store. Right?
Or an online store or a catalog.
Always been catalog or online.
Yeah, they started the catalog business. We studied them in my retail management class. Oh, wow. Yeah,
Or Sears that started the catalog business.
I don't know. They were one of the first. Okay. They were definitely one of the first. Yeah. But and then they moved online.
Actually. I'm going with Sears catalog.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. They had that big catalog.
But Sears had
a huge catalog.
Which is down 92%.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
These retailers can't survive. And then we as people, not me, not probably you guys, but are abusing their policies. It's like, what are we doing? I want to be able to walk into a showroom and see things. I might not buy there, but I want the ability to. Don't you?
Yeah. Totally.
So I'm reading up on this story, and it's funny. I'm on CNBC.com, and guess who's commenting, or guess who they interviewed for this story?
Who did they interview?
Our friend Jay Baer.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah. So he's discussing this, and basically, I think what people were doing is they were going to garage sales and on eBay and finding L.L. Bean stuff, and then returning it for full credit, and then either keeping it or then reselling it and essentially making a job about this. But Jay Baer says that they may have made a mistake doing this because L.L. Bean, that was their differentiator. That was their trigger for so many sales is that, listen, you know, you come and buy our stuff because we have that lifetime guarantee. So they lost that.
Yeah. So they should have maybe slowed it down and said lifetime guarantee with proof of purchase. Or lifetime,
and maybe they will with all this pushback.
Or lifetime guarantee if you're the only owner.
So what would their differentiate? How do you get rid of? And Doug, that was my next point. Like, how do you get rid of your differentiator and then be able to compete in the market?
They also have a quality product. I mean, they're known for their quality, and they've got tens of thousands of probably hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of loyal customers that are gonna. Well, I don't care about that. I still like their pants, or their or their socks, or their their backpacks.
Boots.
Boots. Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
a good point because we talk about all the time on the show how warranties are not necessarily a great differentiator for a lot of reasons. Even a lifetime warranty that you're speaking about more than like is you know on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they decided, hey, listen, this warranty not so important to our customers, more so our quality.
I would imagine that they were losing so much money from these abusers.
Yeah.
That they had no choice.
It's really kind of sad.
But they do have other differentiators. If you've ever been to their store in Maine, they're open 24/7. It's
right.
Really
they have lobster rolls
cool.
right
we
outside the store.
We went at 1 in the morning once just to make sure they were open.
Really?
Yeah, and my whole family. And they were.
That's funny.
And they're super nice. If you call them, if you talk to them, I mean, they are so customer service oriented that I would still buy there.
Don't forget the lobster rolls.
Well,
and a 1 year return policy is still better than Amazon. Amazon's 30 days. So they have that piece, but it's still not helping. I think you'd probably add L.L. Bean to that list that we showed.
I've bought tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff from Amazon, and Doug just said they have a 30-day return policy. Mm-hmm. That's the first I ever heard of that.
Well, you've never returned anything.
I don't care.
You're not a returner.
If I buy something, that you know, I bought it. It's part of the tough shit rule, I think.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm fine with that. I don't, you know.
All right, let's say hey to our listeners out there. Ron Goodwin from Cohasset, Alaskachusetts.
Whoa.
The tide turned all right. It came in strong and blew the roof off my garage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Not as bad as the Patriots losing, though, was it, huh? Hold on.
Yeah.
I really need to tell him something that's
okay.
very important.
Tell him.
You sure? 41-33. Just have that tattoo.
I had a feeling that was coming.
All right.
Can we just comment 41-33?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Steve, how do you manage a sales team that constantly states there is no traffic or there's no one to sell to, and then follow up by saying they have worked through their existing base?
Yeah. Here's what to do. Find people that can generate their own business through internet marketing that is attractive. The old word for it would be the law of attraction. My words for it are value attraction. What are you sending out to your customers that has a bit of value to it that they might be attracted to you? Post on LinkedIn on an everyday basis. Send an email to all your people on Monday morning and ask them to share it with someone who might need the information. And don't necessarily talk about your product. Talk about what your customer needs. So, for example, if you're selling industrial supplies, then send out something on safety every day. And that way you're hitting the customer in what they consider to be a need situation, and they will respond in kind by saying either thanks, or I forwarded this to five people, or I use this on an everyday basis.
Yeah, and I love that. And I would add to that that you're not just their manager, but you're their leader. Sit down with them and go through their existing base and their leads and make a few calls with them. Reach out to a few people with them and see if those leads are really exhausted or if you can turn them into a sale. Because if you show them that you can turn them into a sale, that creates the ultimate challenge for them to do it too.
And you might want to fire a couple people. That'll get them riled up.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, first of all, what's his product or service?
Yep.
Yeah, and give us a little bit of depth here.
Give us more deets. Come on, dude. We want some details. All right. Wes Wyatt, hey. He says, hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Wes.
Okay, Mark. Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, -7. Oh, wow. That's freaking cold, man.
Yeah.
You know, they have places that are warmer now.
Like, we don't really need to know what the temperature is, but we would like to know how your sales are doing. And if you have a question, this ain't a weather report.
Yeah, he says this larger. Well, we did ask Ashley her weather, and she's from Canada, too.
So, I got it.
You know, okay. So larger sales, home package sales for $150,000 plus. Any tips for qualifying clients besides ensuring they already have land? I know you hate that word, qualify, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm not a qualifier. I think that what you should do is say, can I meet you by your property site so you can show me exactly where you'd like this package delivered? Because oftentimes the truck driver will lay something down 50 yards away from the site, thereby causing an additional labor problem that wasn't forecast. So you want to know exactly where you want this to, and then you give the truck driver cards that say Director of Perfect Material Placement. So that when he gets there, he gives the job site supervisor his business card, and it blows their doors off.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. All right, so Anthony says, hey, hope you both enjoyed Vegas. Anthony, we got your book. Thank you so much for that. And we can't wait to read your chapter in the book.
Yep.
So that is pretty awesome. Thank you guys for joining us. If you're joining us for the first time, this is Sell or Die, and this is Motivation Monday.
There,
I don't think they can see that yet. I think that's just on Duck's screen.
CS3.
Yeah. So submit to us your questions and tell us where you're from, and we will see how we can help you.
Yeah. So there. Now we have an agenda for this particular Motivation Monday, and we're about to get to
I was just stepping out of my new Motivation Monday Sell or Die mug. Can you guys see these
pretend
things?
Mug.
So yeah, was I.
This one.
This is
these
my
are freaking awesome. They just came in. I'm so excited about them. If you can't see them, they say Sell or Die Podcast. There's no prize for second place in sales on the front. And then on the back, it says, I'm a diehard, sellordiepodcast.com.
You have to pick it up with your left hand, though, so that the front part can be seen. If you're right-handed, you're only going
to... You could just hold it like this.
Diehard.
Yeah, exactly.
Diehards. Yeah. So if you want to get a mug, which I think you do,
there are
you might actually want to get two mugs, because right now we're doing a special on mugs where if you buy one mug, you get a second mug free.
Yep.
Pretty.
It's not
going to
say
cool.
that. You just buy the mug and pay the shipping.
Yep. Where?
We are going to post it right now in the comments with the exact link to buy.
Doug?
Yeah, that was Doug.
Okay, cool.
To buy the mug. And these things are limited edition. They will sell out just like your other mug.
Yeah.
I think you have like
sold
10
out.
Left of those.
Gone.
Yep. So get. Oh, there it is. Want a brand new Sell or Die mug. All right, diehards, get your mugs now. But yes,
if you buy one, you get one.
So is that only for people who are listening now?
Of course.
It's not advertised, right?
No.
Well, I put it in the product description. Okay. It is for Sell or Die Hard fans only.
Yeah.
So if you know someone who does not listen to our show, don't tell them
and
about
don't try,
the
listen, don't try to buy a mug.
Give them a mug.
Don't try to buy a mug if you're not a subscriber. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's free to subscribe.
What's our return policy?
Yeah, there is no.
We will return that. If you come back 10 years from now, we'll tell you where to go.
We'll sell you another one.
Right, exactly.
Ashley says, amazing design.
Yeah, oh God. Ashley designed it.
Oh, okay, Ashley, cool. You are a great designer, and these are great.
So
mugs.
I would really like to know, if you're listening hard, what do you think is going to happen in retail?
Yeah. Where's it going?
Where's it going? They're going to close 1,000 department stores this year minimum. And who knows about the local people that can't keep up, the local bookstores, the local
the
hardware stores.
The mom and pop shops.
The clothing.
I try to support them.
I do too, but certain things, like the bakery's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. And, well, you can't order your bakery. Like, you can't order Suarez on Prime.
But there are things that you can do. For example, Whole Foods, it's a grocery store. They're going to start to deliver for nothing. And boom.
Yeah.
I mean, boom. Yeah.
Now they already have the quick access lane. You just drive up. You've already ordered it online.
Yeah, they have a drive-thru.
It's like a drive-thru, yeah.
I love that.
They come out with your bags. Here you go.
Here you go. Yeah. I like to pick out my own stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. I asked Brandy about that. She was like, absolutely not.
Right. Can you say, okay. Oh, by the way, I forgot a cup of soup. Can you go get me a cup of soup?
Jeffrey won't even let me pick out the strawberries. Right. I don't think he's going to let a stranger do it.
No.
I'm picky about my apples.
So is Jeffrey.
My mother.
One apple ruins a bunch.
My mother, rest her souls, used to pick out Bing cherries one cherry at a time.
Oh, man.
And one day.
But cherries are so expensive, so I get it.
Someone snuck up behind her and said, excuse me, you're on candid camera. And my mother, literally, my mother. Hold on, I got to decline this. I apologize for that. Remind me.
hey, Joseph. We are on Facebook Live right now.
Yeah, Joseph.
Your
Candid Camera was a big show.
Yeah.
And so some lady sneaks up and goes, excuse me, you're on Candid Camera. And she was like, because she was picking out the berries one at a time and like squeezing them. And it was someone from the store. And they wanted her to quit doing it. And she dropped a bag. She thought they were real.
Oh, my God. That was a great show. They should bring that back.
They should.
All right.
Let me tell you one other cherry story.
Yeah.
I'm in the Seattle market, and I wrote about it. I'm in the Seattle...
Farmer's market?
No, yeah.
Grocery store?
Yeah, Pike's market. Pike's market. And I wanted those Rainier cherries. Really good ones. So I go up to the stand, and I said, give me half a pound of cherries so I can eat them while I'm walking around. And she puts them in this bag that's kind of oversized. And she shows me the bag, and she goes, are you sure that's enough? And I said, all right, give me a pound. And so she puts them in the bag, and she shows it to me again and goes, are you sure that's enough? And I go, all right, give me 2 pounds. And so I get the bag, I pay for the 2 pounds of cherries, and I'm walking away. I go, wait a second. I think she does this.
To everyone?
And I went back and I said, do you do this all the time? She goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, who buys more? She goes, everybody.
Way to go, lady.
Isn't that awesome?
Cool? Is that cool to
tell her what?
I love that.
She figured out, are you sure that's enough? A 5-word close or upsell that got the customer to buy more. Literally triple the sale.
Double or triple?
Yeah.
Wow.
At least double.
Wow.
And then the visuals with the bag, though.
Yeah.
She
had the oversized bag.
It's awesome.
I mean, it was so well done.
And to be honest, you can never have enough fresh Rainier cherries.
I agree. So. I totally agree with that. But the bottom line was she figured out her small business system, comes there with, who knows, 100 pounds of cherries and makes certain that they're sold because of the question that she asks. She doesn't say thank you. She just says, are you sure that's enough?
That's awesome.
Totally clever.
I love that.
Brilliant.
I love that. Okay, so what's your upsell this week, guys?
Yeah.
Post it in the comments. We want to know how you're going to be upselling your clients this week. We have a comment from Jack who says, I have been offered a job in construction equipment sales for a territory in Southwest Florida that we have determined hasn't been represented by this company in over 8 months. The rep was moonlighting. What's the best way to jump in the truck and begin to repair the misrepresentation of this company? Oh, boy.
The first thing to do is go back to anyone that's ever bought anything from you and find out what it is that they bought and why they bought it. Don't try to go in and make amends. go in and find out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Then recognize that you're going to be in a construction industry boom in an extremely short period of time if they go through with the repair thing and infrastructure thing. And recognize that you have a ton of prospects right now, and maybe ask them, how are they going to be taking advantage of the coming boom? What are they going to be doing that would represent their company best in their marketplace? And would it be okay if I stayed in touch with you and showed you what we had? And that's how to get back into the good graces. Yeah. Don't worry about making an excuse. Well, the guy was not any good. And he was cheating on you. He was eating donuts instead of making cold calls. Don't worry about that. I would, unless you're confronted with it, don't confront them with it. Mm-hmm. Don't make an excuse. Go in with an idea and go in with a sincere ability to build a relationship and talk about opportunities.
I like that.
Thanks. I passed that audition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't like it, I would have gone back and fixed it.
Okay, good. So, thank you. All right. So, Brent, what's going on in your sales world?
Yeah.
Well, I like what Jeffrey just said as far as going back to your current clients or your people who have bought from you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out, hey, you know, why are some reasons you bought from me?
Mm-hmm.
And because I actually haven't done that yet here.
Okay.
And so I'm going to
cool.
do that. And
I
then
like that.
That is my gateway to making a new sale.
Mm-hmm. Correct. What mm-hmm. caused you to buy? Mm-hmm. What was the reason you pulled the trigger? And you want to be talking to the trigger puller as
right.
well.
Not, right.
Yeah.
Right. So while we're talking about the Gittimer Learning Academy, Doug, can you show us anything from the Gittimer Learning Academy?
Yeah, Doug.
Why, I sure can.
All right. Let's do it.
Come on down.
By the way, Joseph's calling me now.
Oh, really? Welcome, sales warrior. You're about to go on the path to greatness. That I want to share with you. We're going to go fast. Luckily, it's being recorded. Philosophy drives attitude. Attitude drives action. Action drives results. Picture this. You're in an argument. It's somewhere between difference of opinion and screaming mad. Attitude is everything, and attitude is the foundation for everything. Doug, did you just put that together? That's amazing. That's absolutely unbelievable.
That's really good.
That's on the Sales Warrior course. Oh my goodness. Why don't you answer and tell him we're on a live? It's okay.
I'll custom it.
All hey, right. Doug, would you mind sending me that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is freaking cool. So
I'll blast it out.
That's a part of the Sales Warrior course on the Gittimer Learning Academy. And the Sales Warrior course has what? Value, overcoming objections,
closing
the sale, and sales attitude.
I just want to say that I would normally be upset that phones are ringing in the studio because that's a broadcast no-no, but this is motivation.
Actually happened.
This is motivation
Monday. These are sales happening
live.
That is right. That is right.
Here, and
he's
I gotta get back
trying
to
you
right
than me than
moment.
You. I'm sorry, Joseph, that we're not answering your call. Yeah. When you watch our replay, you'll see why.
But I would love to hear, Brent, what kind of successes did you have last week? What kind of challenges are you facing right now?
So last week we had some big meetings, some big presentations,
mm-hmm.
Some that we were all involved with at
yep.
one point in time. And I do believe that at least a few of those will come to fruition.
Yep.
Yes.
It's just a matter of timing.
That is correct.
Timing right for them, timing right for their people.
Yep.
To kind of collaborate and for us to send the right message to them as well.
Mm-hmm. And we will be using the close, what will be different then than it is right now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fair question to ask anybody who says, call me in a month. And you're going to say, well, what's going to be different in a month than
right.
it is right now?
Right. Yep.
And why? Maybe.
You have that on your list.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, the person who puts you off is not the real decision maker.
That is correct.
And is putting you off for a reason that's self-aggrandizing rather than helping the whole company. And I'm looking for people that can help us now, that we can help now.
Guys, what are your challenges this week? Post it in the comments. And also, share this out with your people. Why don't we do this? Let's have,
come on,
do you
want to
give something away? This is Motivation Monday. Let's give something away today.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's give a mug away.
Oh,
ooh, I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sell or die mug. Do you want to win a sell or die mug?
We'll give away five.
Five?
Yeah, we're going to give away five mugs, but you have to prove something.
All right.
Prove you're from Alaska. Oh, wait. There's no one in Alaska.
All right, so the next five people to share this out, and then private message me your mailing address.
The share and the...
Right, the link to the share and the mailing address. Like, your mailing address.
This is not LL Bean.
Come on. You will you will get a free mug.
Yep.
Also, write in the comments that you shared it so we can thank you and shout out to you right now. So let's get sharing, guys.
Yeah, and I would also challenge you that Motivation Monday is something that everybody should be listening to. We have a ton of listeners. We're very grateful for that. But I'm telling you right now, if you're a sales leader, have all your people on Motivation Monday so they can get a kick in the butt. I try to give information, specific information, as much as I can to a question. And then your job is to figure out how you're going to use that in your business to be able to build it. Or you can ask your own damn question.
So, Doug, I just got a private message that the screen is frozen on Brent. And luckily, Brent has a nice-looking face.
Look how nice he looks.
Yeah, what are they complaining about?
Exactly. No one's complaining.
Man.
They're
that's
just pointing out
just
that
my profile.
The screen is a little bit frozen.
No,
so
we're good. We're good.
Okay.
We're all good.
So it's not stuck on me.
Hit refresh and see what happens. Hit refresh and see what happens.
All right, so... Cool.
All right. We're on refresh. There we go.
Okay. So so it's good now. That's awesome. Yeah. All right. So what else do we have on our list today?
I think
resolutions versus commitments.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to talk about that.
How many of you, raise your hand if you made a commitment.
By raising your hand, put in the word commitment.
Right.
Raise
your hand and tell me if you made, or tell us, if you made a resolution for the new year that has pretty much gone into the shitter at this moment in time. You still have the extra weight. You still haven't made the commitment to move to the next town or get a better boss or whatever it is that you've done. Raise your hand if you have made a commitment, but it has not yet come to fruition.
Just write commitment.
Yeah, write commitment.
Ooh,
or,
Brent, what was your commitment?
Yep. I made a lot of commitments to myself or resolutions. That was the problem.
Right.
I made a lot
Things
of resolutions.
Things are getting exciting
right
now.
Right?
Let's go deep. Let's hear more.
One
by a lot, what do you mean? Like 25?
20.
Whoa.
Or so.
That's a lot. Okay.
And they were deep, meaningful, and powerful as well. But obviously, yeah, I guess not that powerful.
Right. They were powerful, but for April.
Yeah. I did come over to the Gittimer team then.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But one of them was to write 2 LinkedIn articles per week.
Whoa. That's a big commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you back it back down to 1? And then you can do 1.
I figured, at least shoot for 2.
All right.
See what happens.
Why don't you write 1 with Jen and 1 with me?
All right. There
and
you
we'll,
go.
And we'll get it out there. Just a paragraph. Excuse me. Just a paragraph about how you think and what you're doing.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. I like that.
Cool.
Like,
that'll
what's your
cool.
big obstacle? And we'll help you overcome the obstacle and we'll all post it.
All right. I will.
Because
right,
I got
cool.
a bunch of more connections that might respond to it.
All right, cool. So Mark says, thanks for input. I got to dig out all your books, Jeffrey, and reread them. Refresher time. All 13 of them. Let's go.
Okay,
I love it.
It's not. I want you to get past the refresher word because it's something that bugs the hell out of me. What it is, it's a kick in the butt. And it will enlighten you. And it will inspire you that it's not just Motivation Monday, it's Inspiration Tuesday. And you have to get out there and inspire yourself to be able to get more and do more. And the way you do that is by reading or watching or listening to things like the Sell or Die podcast or one of my books or go to Motivation Monday and put yourself in a position where you're listening more or reading more about things that can help you be an achiever.
Speaking of things that can help you, if you haven't yet subscribed to my Sales in a New York Minute video series, you should do that and take a peek.
When the sale is, oh wait, should I wait?
Mm-mm. You're good.
What do you do right after you close a sale? If you're like, like most salespeople I know, you're busy counting your commissions. Off with a sale, and you'll be closing more and more deals in a New York minute.
So all you need to do is subscribe, and you can get those videos on a weekly basis. That was a little montage.
Let me tell you
them.
Something. Those New York minute videos are getting better and better. Not just Jen getting better, but the production of these things is getting to be phenomenal, and I'm so proud of it. I can't stand
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you know what? You can tell I'm having fun.
Oh yeah,
like, I'm genuinely laughing, yep. Having a good time.
You're near your 100th minute now, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
100 of those things.
Oh man, it should be a book.
You know, I think it might be. So let's look at it from that perspective. 212 minutes later, and we're
exactly.
At area code 212.
You know, we have a bunch of people who have shared this Sell or Die episode out. Wes, Steve, we can't send you four, but you can buy three, and we'll send you one.
Steve, stop being a cheap bastard and get your own mugs.
Wes shot me out. He gave me an email the other day. Shot me an email.
Yeah,
said cool. He loves the show.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Wes. Thank
you're an
you.
Excellent judge, Wes.
Yeah. He's from Ohio.
Oh,
Steve all right, shared well. It out. Let's see who else shared it out. A bunch of people shared it out. You still have an opportunity to share this out and get your free Sell or Die Hard mug.
Yeah.
Steve wants to know who he messages, who he DMs.
Oh, you can direct message me. I'll make sure you get your mug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jamie. Jamie Gonsman just joined. Jamie, it's been like forever. What, like 5 years maybe?
Hi, Jamie.
Crazy. Hey.
Welcome.
Yeah. I'm glad you're listening and tuning in.
So what else?
Oh, so we were talking about resolutions and commitments and the difference. Uh-huh. And I don't think we really dug into that
no.
yet. No. So, Brent, you made a ton of commitments, maybe too many.
I made a lot of resolutions and not enough commitments.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I think that's really what happened. But it's never too late, in my opinion, to get started.
Mm-hmm.
So for some of those resolutions that I make, now I can make them commitments. For example, one of them, like I said, was to write 2 LinkedIn articles per week.
Mm-hmm. You didn't ask
now
for
Now you
help.
Have a plan of
I
action to make that
help.
Happen.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, shit, what do I do? I don't have the time. And all of a sudden, you're sitting there with the two of us. We'll help you. all right. Why don't I ask back in January?
Yeah.
It's
already, that's okay. You know what?
It's almost Rocktober.
Just now. This is Motivation Monday.
Yeah.
He did just now.
Yeah.
We're
right.
going to make it happen.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh man, Amy Spinks is here. Hey, Amy. It's good afternoon here, but good morning to you. And Howard Wallstein, hey. Steve wants to know how long we've been doing this great show. Jeffrey and I have been doing Sell or Die
years.
For forever.
All right, year. We've been doing it for years.
Yeah, for about a year, I think. But we really got serious about it when Doug came to us a couple
of
months ago and said, okay, guys, you're either going to do this podcast or we're not.
Right. It was very motivational.
And you guys have to decide if you want to commit to it.
Right.
And
so
we decided to commit.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun.
We're closing in on year two. This is the end of we're wrapping up year two. Yeah.
Cool. And we're gonna have 50,000 downloads this month to our podcast, which is pretty amazing.
That's
awesome.
We have this outside voice of Doug that's
You guys can't see him.
Yeah,
but
he's the
our
voice
producer.
Of reason. And he's the voice of intellect, and he's the voice of challenge, and it's so wonderful to have a third person or a fourth person on the podcast that literally throws us under the bus sometimes, but also, you know, won't put it in reverse if we just change our way.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He's real great. Okay, so for those of you who made too many resolutions or who made resolutions that you haven't stuck to them, this is your challenge this week. Figure out what you can turn into a commitment instead of a resolution. It's March, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
And commit to what's the one thing you need to do to make it happen? What's the one thing?
And I will tell you what that one thing is. You need to subscribe to the Gittimer Learning Academy, and it's not expensive at all. And maybe that will give you the inspiration that you need to be able to go out there and do it. You can listen to it in your car. You can listen to it when you're in a customer's lobby. You can watch it at night instead of something stupid on television. And it's affordable. Mm-hmm. And I think that you need more self-help in this world. You can't rely on somebody else to do, well, they didn't train me. No, dude. You know what? I mean, if you run out of gas, do you say, well, my boss didn't buy me gas. I'll just sit here on the side of the road until, you know, well, they didn't buy me lunch, so I just starved to death. Like, dude, you have your own money now, and you can begin to invest it in the most important person in the world, you.
Oh, man. And Brent can give you a free demo if you want to see what's inside.
I would love to.
So Amy says, dang, I've been selling all morning. You're right. It's afternoon. I love that.
So
the voice of a good salesperson.
Let me throw a couple of things at you because I want to go back and recap here for just a second. I began the show talking about the retail world.
Mm-hmm.
And many of you are thinking it's about other people. It is not. It is about you. Anything that Amazon sells probably competes against what you sell unless you're in the fresh, well, you can't even do that anymore because they're in the food business. But I want you to go look at what's being done. I want you to pay attention to the marketplace so you can see, number one, where your next competitor is going to come from, and B, what can you do about it? What do you need to plan for? How do you need to fix your website, your e-commerce business? What do you need to do to contact your customers to solidify their loyalty? Are you scared of price? And if you are scared of price, then it's about relationship time or value time in order to be able to keep that business. Retail going out of business is not a circumstance. It is a symptom of what's happening in the country, probably in the world. And your job is to figure out what the hell it is, how it's going to affect you, and how you can overcome it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thanks. So Majesta, you shared our post, and you will be receiving a mug.
Yeah.
Guys, we're out of the freebie
mugs,
but you can still buy a mug, and
we're going to pop that link
right in there. I'm so excited about these mugs. Really.
And you know what fits
so
in them?
Cool.
I'll tell you what fits in them. Death Wish Coffee.
Oh,
fits
yeah.
Fits in these things perfectly. And I'm going to
By the way, guys, we mention Death Wish Coffee all the time on our show, and they do not send us money for mentioning them. We love Death Wish Coffee that much. I mean, you could ask the guys here. Like,
they don't send us that much money.
No, they don't send us money.
Oh, right. We get coffee.
They may send us a bag or two here and there.
Okay, but here's the deal. It's great coffee.
It's
now,
amazing.
And we're out, right?
We are out. We're dry.
We're out of time.
We are?
Yeah. And this it is now time for us to thank everybody who listens to this, ask them to share it, subscribe to Sell or Die. The episode will be on tomorrow. Subscribe to Motivation Monday. The episode is on right now. And drink some Death Wish coffee. Send in for your mugs.
And if you're watching this on Facebook Live, write in your commitment for this week because we want to see you back next week and hear about how it went.
And you have 1,000 friends. Share the damn thing. Come on, straight.
What are you waiting for? Don't
share with your competition, but share it with your friends.
All right. Until next time.
I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Jen Glucko.
And I'm Brent. Appreciate it.
Howdy, howdy. Go out and sell something.